This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2452, 7 Tips to Process Your Stress Faster by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator. And we're going to get right to it as we optimize your life. 7 Tips to Process Your Stress Faster by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. Last week, I had a day that was going along smoothly, until my boss asked me to have the report I was currently working on done by the end of the day. My stress level shot up and I began to work like a wild turkey, no rhythm or reason to my actions. The funny thing was that I was probably going to finish before the end of the day anyway. Earlier that morning, I predicted that I'd be done around 3 p.m. The extra stress only freaked me out and didn't help me work any faster. I finished the report at 3:30, and I attribute the extra half hour to me getting all worked up and having to calm myself down. That's what spurred on the idea for this post. I wanted to share both the mistakes and the positive aspects of how I processed my stress. I lost half an hour, and I don't want the same to happen to you. If you lose a half hour every day because of stress, that adds up to 91.25 hours every year. That's over 2 weeks of work that could have been more productive if you could have released your stress faster. I'm not even factoring in the toll that is taken on the mind and body or the level of happiness that is probably decreased because of your worry. It's up to you to notice the stress and work with its effects. You can do this by applying a few tips from this article. Number one, become a watcher of your reactions. When my boss told me that the report was due by the end of the day, my heartbeat picked up and a rush of thoughts bombarded me. My first instinct was to go to the bathroom and calm down. My thoughts were rebelling. Who was he to tell me when to get my work done? My boss. Maybe I can't get it done. I need more time. After I calmed down, I came out of the bathroom and I knew that I needed a plan. Number two, plan out what needs to get done. I wrote out a list of what I needed to do to make it happen. Just to keep doing what I was doing. It was just a reminder that I knew that just 30 minutes ago, I wasn't worried, but now I'm freaking out. Finish writing the report, double check figures, print it out, check for grammatical errors, and submit to the boss. I was able to see the whole picture, which helped me calm down, and I got my focus back on task. Number three, look for the positive side. My boss wanted me to get this report done, and I knew that unless some emergency popped up, that would be in his inbox by the end of the day. I also knew that this opportunity would help me look good. Number four, take a 5-minute break. Taking time for a break is the best way to ease your feelings of anxiety. Stress builds upon itself like a freight train going downhill. Once it picks up speed, it's hard to stop. If you can catch stress early, then you can turn it into a productive feeling. That's why I went to the bathroom to collect myself and put the brakes on all my worried thoughts. Quote, we all know that we work better and feel less stressed if we take regular breaks during the working day. However, the stressed individual may feel uncomfortable and guilty about taking breaks, even when they admit that their usual driven work patterns are causing them stress, but the work just won't get done. Research is beginning to establish a scientific basis for common sense advice. Our bodies have a basic rest and activity cycle consisting of 90 to 120 minutes of activity followed by 20 minutes of rest. Andy Smith. Number five, process on the way to your favorite stress relief. Many people go on their walk or to their yoga class with their stress engines running full steam. When they get halfway into their stress relief routine, they finally start to slow down. If you can start the process of relaxing yourself on the way to stress relief, you'll be more willing to release at the beginning of your relaxation routine. You'll have deeper and longer lasting relief. As you're putting on shoes or grabbing your yoga mat, create relaxed feelings by focusing on the moment or imagining how you will feel when you're on your walk or in your yoga class. Number six, your patterns. We all fall into habits of allowing stress to get the best of us. It usually happens to many of us while we're in the car. When you notice these reoccurring patterns, you must begin to work with them. Getting upset because someone doesn't drive fast enough is a waste of energy. If you can't pass them, then you must take a different approach. You can do this by reminding yourself that they're trying to live life the best way they know how. Most likely they aren't trying to upset you. Then send them a little thought of thanks for reminding you to harness your stress instead of letting it get the best of you. And 7, have a conversation with a friend. Sometimes stress becomes so overwhelming that we need to vent. I vent by writing and talking to my coworkers. After my boss gave me the challenge to have the report done by the end of the day, I peeked over my cubicle wall later that afternoon and complained to my coworker. She agreed with me, like all good confidants do. And after 5 minutes, I felt better and I got to work on the report. You process stress differently than anyone else. So try a few of these techniques to help you reach past your current level of stress relief. The more you work with your stress relief, the better you'll become at releasing your frustrations. By giving yourself as many options as possible to process your stress relief, you'll be able to soften the amount of time that you feel stressed out and reduce the level of pain the stress creates. You just listened to the post titled 7 Tips to Process Your Stress Faster by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Carl. Great example there near the end of being in the car. It's a common place for many of us to feel extra stressed out or anxious. Many times we're in our car, we're in a rush. More often we're going to work. We'd rather be somewhere else. I guess that's obvious because when we get in a car, the whole point is to go somewhere else. So in a sense, we're really just getting in a car all for the purpose of waiting to get out of the car once we get in. So we don't want to be there and we want to get out faster. We might not even be going somewhere we really even want to go. That's a combination leading to stress and anxiety, for some people at least. But like he said, actually noticing that is a great first step because it's really easy to go on autopilot, no pun intended, and not even realize we're stressed out or we just think it's normal. So maybe listening to something relaxing or positive in the car, taking a deep breath. These are tactics we can use, but most importantly, try to notice it first. Because if we're not realizing it, well, we can't make progress. All right, thank you for being here, listening to me, and for subscribing to the show. I hope you have a happy day with less stress than usual and not on autopilot if possible. And I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.